Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show delivery. I didn't order any show. Bow chicka bow wow.
Come here, you little hottie. Layla, I'm
sorry. Worried for us already.
I'm worried for us. I am going to jump right in, Layla, and I shouldn't do this, but
That's Mark Grody.
I have to, because I am ashamed of myself right now because I conflated movies. And I said the Brett Favre was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, when indeed at least 30 texters now. 40 texters have come back at me to correctly say it is Something About Mary. I apologize to those of you who I clearly have disappointed today. I will take that. I will go. You know what? If you got some popcorn you'd like to dump over my head right now, I would accept that once again.
That's Mark Grody. I'm Layla Rahimi. And my favorite text was from 309. Not Ace Ventura, disappointed in you all. To which I replied, this won't be the last time that happens.
Is there anything more devastating than being called disappointing? Like I could handle like a lot of things, but you've disappointed me. No,
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed is the worst of the comments.
It's very mom and dad. Very mom and dad.
Do
right?
you think that Ben Johnson is disappointed in the Bears passing game?
Ooh.
How would you categorize what question. You heard him say yesterday?
Yeah, I would say he is. Whoa. I would say he is disappointed in the passing game right now.
Let's go to the tape.
Where are your concern level with his accuracy right now?
It's an area that we are certainly talking about. There's no question. I will say in regards to Friday that was one of the more challenging games in terms of the wind. And so I called a outbreaker to DJ early in that game, and DJ ran a phenomenal route. And yet when the ball's in the air that long, that wind was taking care of it. And you could see it with the place kickers as well. You know, it did a number on Philly's kicker where you know, the wind was a major factor. And so after that throw, I was a little bit concerned, particularly going that direction of putting the ball in the air for too long for a guy like Caleb, who's got a super strong arm too. So I would say that plays a part, but there's a number of them that we've been talking about where we got to fundamentally be correct. The primary receiver, when he's open, we want to make sure we hit him. And then all of our pass catchers, we just harped on it today. We need to be more disciplined in our route detail. It's not where it needs to be. Our depth's not proper all the time. Our steps isn't. And so everybody's got a role to play to get this pass game cleaned up. It's not where it needs to be. We're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. Mm. And none of us are pleased with that right now.
With the fact that you reacted real time.
In spite of it.
In spite of our passing game, not because of it. He's not wrong. The reason we were able to talk about this all with, I think, a little bit different attitude is because the Bears are winning in other ways. Ways that are established in the league that go back decades, if not centuries, when it comes to good defense and running the ball. But when it comes to what you expect out of what the expectation should be out of Caleb Williams, he himself and what the Bears' expectation was going to be, and we're going to say his name, what Ryan Poles' expectation is going to be, I'm still giving this a grace period. I'm still giving it a grace period because, number one, let's state the obvious. Caleb Williams, we don't know. We know Ben Johnson came here because he wanted to coach this team. That includes Caleb Williams. But they were still in different order, right? It was Caleb Williams, then it was Ben Johnson. So does the completion percentage for Ben Johnson and that magical 70% number, would that factor in more? You know, how would he evaluate if he was doing this himself? We don't know the answer to that question. I don't think it's that important. I consider it, though, based on how he talks about other players. So that said, this is very much a give this a lot of time for him to mold him into the guy he needs him to be. And normally I'm not one to say the coach needs to change the player. Usually the coach needs to change for the player. But we know that that's not the case here. Ben Johnson's resume is too respected. We've seen what he's done when it comes to transforming this Bears offense. I think when it comes to what he wants out of his quarterback, it's going to take some time. It took time with Jared Goff, who had been to a Super Bowl prior to working with Ben Johnson. So that's why, even if it doesn't happen this season, I'm still okay with it, knowing next season is probably the real evaluator for him.
And I think I've gotten there, too, because the Bears are winning, and the Bears have now, I can officially say that they are doing it legitimately based on what they just did in Philadelphia. But I'm already looking at the Green Bay game, and this defense is a better defense than you probably will have seen in the last 2 weeks, as respectful as we were of the Philadelphia defense because of the players that they have, not because of the numbers they have. The Green Bay defense does have the players and they have the numbers. They are fourth in points allowed this year at 18.8. This is the Green Bay defense and what they allow and don't allow. They are seventh against the pass. They are eighth against the rush. So, and as I said yesterday, that doesn't mean that you go away from the run because you have maybe the best offensive line and maybe the second best rushing game, or you could even make an argument that the Bears have the best rushing game as it stands right now. But you're right. There's a little bit more room for a pass right now, so to speak, for Caleb Williams. But all those numbers still exist for Caleb Williams. Here's what's been going on with him. He still holds the ball a league-high 3.08 seconds. His passer rating is 88.2. That is 22nd in the league. His completion percentage, we know, as you mentioned, Layla, that is subpar at 58.1%.
And that's 40th among 42 quarterbacks.
Good call. Good call. So there are issues by the numbers and by the eye test of what we see from Caleb Williams to know that there's still a little ways to go with Caleb. And although it is Ben Johnson over everything, with all due respect to our friend Marshall Harris, who is, you know, subscribes to, invented the COE theory of Caleb over everything. And I get it, they're intertwined, but now it's about trusting Ben and not necessarily the star of your team right now is Ben Johnson and not Caleb Williams.
I agree. I feel like he's the face of the team. He's the star of the team. And I don't think Caleb Williams has a problem with that.
I don't think so either.
And I think this buys him some time, which I think is a good thing. Like, I will run the ball 2 out of every 3 downs if I know it's going to get me the yardage that I need. So when that's in the discussion, and when you've spent so much money on your offensive line and so much draft capital, and you can just out-athlete some people. And what we saw with the tight ends and the size of the tight ends that the Bears have, when you can get favorable matchups and just load up 12 personnel, load up more tight end sets where they have better blocking schemes, that's great. It's just a matter of how one-dimensional can your team be in the NFL out-athleting people at the line of scrimmage where, if you're one-dimensional, it still works enough to win ball games consistently. That's a question that I think coaches have to try to answer every single week, but it's just more obvious right now with the Bears, given the difference in the success of one aspect of their offensive game versus the other.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, texter, and please feel free to jump in with us, 312-644-6767, Rahimi Harrison Grody on the score. Marshall has the day off, so it is Lails and I today. A question that comes
Marshall has
up,
been replaced by this tree.
Oh, that's a bear.
Bears.
There's a bears on top. Apparently, that's the Grody bear, listening to Lawrence Holmes yesterday.
Yeah, if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score, if they cut away to the wide shot of our studio, which they just did because Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz and Max Curtis and Jacob Stutz, they're always they're working for you. Look, they just cut away. So our co-host has been replaced by this Bears Christmas tree.
It has a text again, 312-644-6767. Please give us a call too if you are interested in jumping in on the conversation. We're gonna be talking about Caleb and the offense for a couple of segments here on Rahimi Harrison Grody. But a text that I get a lot, or that we get a lot, that I've seen often recently is, isn't completion rate a somewhat overrated stat, more a symptom of the type of offense that is run? It's a good question. It's a fair question, and I'll engage in that. And I will definitely say that, yeah, it's kind of like batting average in baseball to some degree, like whether or not you want to take it seriously or not. But Ben Johnson takes it seriously. That's why we take it seriously. And it's at 58% right now. And if this coach that we all think is legit and really good says completion percentage is the something that needs to go up, that needs to get, as he said it, at 70%, then I'm going to trust that 58% is probably not good enough, even with the variances that the texter said and that other people have mentioned as well.
Well, it's also the fact that he wants this offense to be the best in the league. He's not talking about wanting his offense to be passable. This is the standard that he held for his team in Detroit, and that's partially why he was hired here. So to go from good to great, if you know your good gets better and then your better gets best.
Sing it, girl.
Then this is not best. We know that. They're not a complete team yet. Does that mean that what they're doing isn't good? No. They're great right now at running the football. But that side of it, when the coach says we're winning in spite of the passing game, here the truth comes out in the playoffs, for example. The truth is going to come out with this bear, no pun intended,
bear
of a schedule in December.
Yeah.
And how much one-dimensional football can you play knowing that you are facing some beasts on the other side at the line of scrimmage who will read your team really well if you don't fool them enough?
That's why you are eventually going to, and maybe it's this week at Green Bay, you are going to need another big game from a couple of big games from Caleb Williams. Last week was great because we didn't have to really worry about it. Nobody, the Bears running game was so good, historically good, if you go back to 1985,
right,
that you didn't have to worry about anything. And I do take into consideration, by the way, the fact that there were 40-mile-per-hour winds. That had to have affected both quarterbacks in that game. But there are two things, or one thing that I talked about going into the game was, again, deflected passes. He had two of them. One was deflected by Phillips, and then he threw one off of Jalen Carter's helmet. Now, that one looked like the wind might have wobbled it just a little bit. I love when I go alliteration on you. But that still continues to persist as an issue for Caleb Williams.
Oh, no. And listen, I'll just say it. I look for this every single game. How are you throwing over the middle when there's traffic?
Mm.
And that's unfortunately where the difference in a 6 foot tall quarterback versus a 6 foot two quarterback can sometimes come into play. You know, it's just harder. And that's not to say he can't do it, but these are the areas where I look to improvement. Our segment on Raheem Harrison Grody, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We do want to know what you think about this. 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls as well as we talk about Caleb Williams and winning in spite of the passing game. That's according to Ben Johnson, not us. Don't blame us. Coach said it. Now, as far as what your eyes have told you, that may be a different story. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh with that excellent open yet again. Makes me giggle every time. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. I mentioned our video team. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis working hard, not just here, but on the socials for you. You can check us out on YouTube as well. Shout out to our YouTube channel, 670 The Score. So when we come back, we want to play a game called A Tale of Two Comps, because there's one that a Hall of Famer threw out there that's pretty big, and then there's one that Mark Grody and a friend of our show discovered that is perhaps pretty telling.
I'm a Hall of Famer too, Layla.
You are? I mean, yeah, he did ask everybody to check out his bust earlier at Illinois State. Marshall Harris, like we mentioned, calling the state title games at Illinois State today. We're wishing the teams good luck. We'll have more coming up next. I'm Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.